The design phase for the newly announced Six Nations Hospice has begun, according to Six Nations Elected Council. Last October, the province of Ontario announced its plan to invest $1.25 million into the construction of the first Indigenous-led, operated, and on-territory hospice in Canada, and for it to be located on Six Nations. Six Nations Councillor Dale Bomberry provided an update on the project during the March 25th General Council meeting.
So currently, right now, they're in the design stage. It's like 66% complete, and hopefully the things will get done and tendered out, and hopefully by the fall they'll get it. So right now they're having some proposed estimated costs, where the approximately about 2.3 would be the cost of the construction, and then soft costs or engineering costs would be like 121,000. So that's being proposed right now.
The hospice is proposed to be located on Fourth Line Road. And Councillor Bomberry says there's still some work that needs to be done to the proposed site's infrastructure that could increase costs associated with the project. But he says he hopes to have a tender for the project ready for potential bidders in the upcoming fall. Council says the new hospice will provide relevant cultural and traditional support services to those in need and will include traditional artwork, a garden space, sacred spaces for ceremonies, and hospice care, including end-of-life nursing and personal support. CJKS will be following this story as more updates are provided. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.